نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing on the first sermon, in parts of the first sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains the revolutionary nature of the Holy Quran, that the Quran contains these general principles that can always be referred to in the path of change, in the path of growth, and reaching the direction that is required by the Islamic Ummah. That means that the Quran needs to be a book that can be understood by all. It's a book that needs to be referable by everyone. Of course, that doesn't mean that it doesn't require a teacher and a guide, because not all the verses are clear, not all the verses have a clear meaning, and sometimes the verses explain other verses, or certain statements of the Imams or the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explain the verses, and some details have not come. So all of these mean that there is a requirement of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasallam. Yet we need to have that balanced approach. And we've been discussing about this balanced approach for some time, until we reached this discussion where we said that this thought of limiting the Quran just to reading and all that, this is something that was something inherited from very wrong people, very wrong understandings, and therefore we need to avoid this type of thinking.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, there is another argument that we can pose to the people who say that you cannot make use and understand even one verse of the Quran without the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. The argument is like this, that if you look at those books of exegesis or the books of tafsir that have riwayat or the narrations quoted, or we can say they are tafsir riwayi, they are tafsirs that are based on narrations. So a verse is brought, and then certain narrations that are under or related to that verse are brought. If you look at these tafsir, for example, tafsir Nur al-Thaqalain or tafsir Burhan or similar other tafsir, we'll notice that only a few verses of the Quran have got narrations explaining them. A majority of the verses of the Quran At least 2/3 of the verses of the Quran do not have narration specifically speaking about those verses or explaining those verses. In other words, these people would be saying that, majority of the Quran is useless, is not understandable. It's like when you read it, it's like you have a blank information inside your mind. That would be absolutely wrong to say. It would be against the wisdom of God to be able to create such a system whereby the Quran is there but it's not understood by the people unless and until they have riwayat. And the problem is that the riwayat are not there in such high numbers. So it's as if these people are telling us that, you know, you can just take those verses and you might not understand the meaning. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, you'll remain blank. Which is absolutely against God's wisdom and against the logic and intellect. And therefore, definitely this argument means that we are able to understand certain verses, majority of the verses of the Quran, in fact. But, yes, the Quran needs, certain places needs explanation, certain areas need depth. And all of that comes from the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimu salam.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Another argument that can be posed is that if you're saying that the verses of the Quran sometimes cannot be understood, then how sure are you that the narrations are all understood? Because they are both in Arabic. If you are not able to understand, you're saying that the Quran is a book that cannot be understood. So majority of the times, the narrations also cannot be understood because they are in the same language. Sometimes they speak in the same manner. So you are trying to say that the Quran can be understood, cannot be understood, but the narrations can be understood. Under what basis? So we notice that both of these need each other. The narrations need the Quran because the Quran is the basis through which all these narrations have come. The Quran also needs the narrations because these narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam explain those verses at depth, flesh, you know, and you know, different. They give perspective to that verse of the Quran. This unfortunately is the result of those enemies of the Quran, enemies of the religion of God, who want to seclude the Quran in a corner and leave and separate Islam from the Quran. This is something that needs to be very, very carefully looked into and understood properly. Yes, you know, sometimes what happens is that people tend to accept things that look simple and, you know, easy to understand, and they feel that, you know, this is something that we can accept quickly. But, you know, life is not always about taking things easy. Sometimes you need to be able to give depth to your thinking and the way you, decide about how to make use of your religion and how you're able to interact with the religious information that is there around you. And when you use that aspect, you realize that the Quran itself has got all of these verses that are inviting us all towards, pondering. And all these arguments come to your mind, and of course you make a decision regarding what your viewpoint is. Inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to understand the Quran properly. And we are able to use the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam to give us depth and strength in understanding the Quran properly. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه